You there, Peter?
Yes, I am.
Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Welcome to Morning Espresso with Jason and on Triple B 89.1, Peter. And
you're thank from you very
the,
much.
And you're from the Peter Christopher I'm talking to this morning.
Yes.
You're from the City of Adelaide ship, based out of Port Adelaide, Peter.
That's right. The clipper ship City of Adelaide was built in 1864 to bring people to Adelaide, which is why it was named the City of Adelaide. Uh-huh. And it sailed here for 23 years, bringing passengers to Adelaide, some of whom, in fact, went to the Barossa. We managed to recover the ship from Scotland in 2013 and brought it back to Adelaide in 2014.
Yeah, and so the history of it was mainly bringing the people from Europe over.
That's right, yeah. What happened is that it was purpose-built to carry passengers. It was a giant sailing ship and could carry up to 300 passengers. And what it did is, while it sailed out of England, it actually travelled carrying passengers from Europe. So it included a lot of people from Scandinavia and a lot of people from Prussia, Germany, including many who, particularly from 1876, who actually went up to live in the Barossa.
Uh-huh.
So it has very... very strong ties to South Australia.
Yeah. And it was interesting last Thursday when you came to a dinner meeting for a choir's meeting, Peter, hearing all about that ship.
Yeah, one of the things we do is we're a volunteer organisation, not government-funded, so we actually are restoring the ship and we take tours through it. But one of the things that we also do is different ones of us go and talk to various groups. So last week I spoke to the Barossa Kiwanis and filled them in on the ship. Hopefully everybody now has a better understanding.
Yes. And whereabouts is the ship based at, Peter?
It's located at the Dock 1, Port Adelaide. For those people familiar with the port and the Red Lighthouse, it's about 500 metres east of the Red Lighthouse. So very much in the central part of the inner harbour in Port Adelaide, in Dock 1. We're right at the end of a car park, at the end of Todd Street, so people can virtually park there, get out of their cars, and they're literally right out the ship when they step out of their cars.
Yeah, right. And it's virtually public transport easy to get down to, is it?
Sorry, I missed that.
Public transport, is that easy to get down to?
There is public transport. There's buses that come into the port from the city. There's also the train station.
Yeah.
The train station is a little bit further away from us. It'd be almost a kilometre or maybe just over a kilometre. So it's a safe walk. But a lot of people do catch the train in, particularly a lot of tourists from overseas. And then they just stroll through the port. But there are buses that come into central Port Adelaide, and so the ship's quite accessible.
Yeah, and that's, so I'm hoping you can go down there one day and see what it's like myself, actually, Peter.
Yeah, no, you'd certainly be welcome. It's very, it's easy to get to. There's a lot to see. It's a very big ship, and we currently have it sitting on a barge as its temporary home.
Yeah.
Until we sort out what the long-term land arrangements will be for it. The only thing we can't do is that there are stairs that go up into the ship, so people who have difficulty climbing stairs would not be able to access the inside of the ship, but there is still a concrete walkway we've put around the outside of the ship where they can get close to it. So most people with reasonable mobility can actually get to the ship and into the ship and... it takes a good hour or so to look through it. It's people are surprised at just how big it is.
So how long has it been based at Port Adelaide, Peter?
The vessel arrived here in February 2014, so it's now been here for 4.5 years. During that time, we've been trying to resolve a permanent land site with the former government and now the current government. But in the meantime, we've actually been doing a lot of work inside the ship. We have a lot of displays inside the ship, and we've done some external work, including an absolutely magnificent replica coat of arms on the stern of the ship that was commissioned by the Adelaide City Council.
So what is a gold coin donation or what?
No, it's $20 a person or $30 a family. It's free. Because we're not government funded, we need to generate our own income to restore the ship. And so the fees we charged are not subsidised by government, and we believe it's a reasonable charge to charge for people, given that the money is all necessary to go into the ship. We're open 7 days a week. We do tours every day of the week, and we do them three times a day at 10, 12 and 2, where people can just simply walk up and join a tour. We also do special times by arrangement.
And you do have the shipping trip. You had that film gate in Holland, actually, Peter?
Well, what happened is the ship had to be fumigated before we brought it over, and so it was had to be shrink-wrapped in plastic while it was in Holland as we were bringing it out, and then the inside of the ship was totally fumigated right through the hold and right through the passenger areas. What we're currently doing is we take tours right through the main part of the ship where most of the passengers were based, and we're gradually opening up the ship, and so we'll be able to get people in the hold very soon. At the moment, we can only take them down there if there's no little kids in the group, simply because of safety reasons, but we hope to have that fully secured within the next few weeks or month or so. But the hold is quite magnificent to see. It's very large.
All right, thanks a lot, Peter.
Okay, thank you, Jason.
And hold on to the line, mate.
Okay.